This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
안녕하세요. This is Gio Lee, the host of K-Talk. 아, 여러분 모두 어떻게 지내셨나요? So, the season is changing from summer to, I feel like some day is quite chilly. It is going into the autumn. Seasonal change. And this coming Sunday, the fourth Sunday of April, the daylight saving is changing. So, hopefully we can have longer daylight over winter. Seasonal change, time always flows. So, it's already, we are on the last day of March. So, a quarter is passing this year, 2026. I feel like just yesterday was Christmas and New Year's start, but already 3 months passed. Time flies. That's the most powerful, the law of physics. No one can change the speed of time, the flow of time on Earth for us in this life. Okay, so the last, it was last Tuesday, a week before, we had a language culture hybrid workshop at the Dunedin Korean Language Club. It was a really fun time. We talked about the BTS new album, Arirang. It's quite new. So, how did you find with the songs BTS brought as their a second debut? Like, they had 4 years of break and for their military service and some time of preparation, I think. Now, they are back. BTS. 방탄소년단. Yes. I feel like they are writing the version 2. Yeah, version 2.0 is quite different from their pre-military, the songs released before they had a break. Many songs, 14 songs are included. It's a very lie. I think most of them are quite good. And for you, what is the worst and what is the best? For you, just for you, what is the most attractive and what is the least attractive to you? So, at the workshop, we talked about individually, different choice. Some person like body to body, and some likes like animals and swim. So all different. What's the best? For me, the best was Into the Sun, the last song in the album. The reason why I like Into the Sun is I always enjoy the both sound and lyrics when I listen to the music, and BTS as the joy of listening to music. Really, really. They have good sound, character, and also really enjoyable lyrics, like very high quality, lovely song, lovely lyrics, the message in the letters, language. So language has both parts, the lyrics and sound, lyrics and sound, sound and lyrics, both sound and the message. I think BTS started, when they started, at the very early beginning, they didn't use English much, just purely Korean. Like 봄날 is a great example, so beautiful lyrics. And then 봄날, the good spring day. And then gradually they begin to insert some line in English. So just small bit, like spice in a dish. And then microcosmos microcosmos, they use only two English lines. You got me and I got you. And world, not much, not much. This is the early stage of their lyrics and their songs. But gradually, through Dynamite and Butter and Permission to Dance, all mostly English songs. Even though they started as a K-pop band, the lyrics changed a lot. And then in their new album, I think there is no Korean-only song. So some songs are English and Korean, and quite a few songs are just English only, like Swim, and like Animals, that also English only. For me, this has some meaning, whether it is an English only song or mainly Korean song, or it's a combination, the English and Korean hybrid. Because for me, the Korean lyrics has much, much deeper meaning to me. When I listen to the BTS songs, and also I think they try to sing more English-only songs. I'm not sure what's their motive. Maybe just got more popularity to English-speaking people globally, or whether they want to have some award in mind. Not sure exact what's their motive behind, but I can deeply feel that they are becoming more focused on English-only songs. That brings a concern to me, because I think their English is quite good, but I still feel they do not convey the deep feeling they experience in English. I can feel a big difference, genuinely, honestly. So the I will look at. So let's go a little bit more. So the first song, let's talk more about the lyrics of the two songs. The first song, so the Microcosmos. This is really, really beautiful song. Yeah, 너무 아름답다. 너무 좋다. 소우주. In Korean, 소우주. It's like 소주. 소주 is a drink, but 소우주 is a small universe, microcosmos. So sound similar. Interesting. And this song, it's like oil color in a dark night, beautiful starry night, stars and the light, stars and light, star and light, and you and me, the universe in you and universe in me, and universe in Earth. So every single person on Earth, we have our own universe in Earth. So, never ignore me. Never neglect me. Find myself and value myself and be thankful for the universe I have. Whatever shape you have, whatever shape I have, that's me and that's you and that's us. We have always hope. We have always hope, friends, partner, family, and comfort, healing, happiness, and thankfulness, gratitude, and support, and help. This is the light we have in each of us. And even though the outside, we can see and we can feel loneliness and feeling of grief and lost and despair and missing, or feeling of sadness, or you know, when we in our life, we always experience these two sides of feelings. Some form of darker and some form of brighter. We can't live only one color of feelings in our life. So that's our destiny. That's, as a human, if you are an AI robot, then you may control your emotions, but human, we are born in this nature. We are destined to experience this dual emotional colors. Some form of negativity and some form of positivity, some form of darkness, some form of bright, some form of night, some form of sun. So in Microcosmos, they are singing all about this, you and I. 난 너를 보며 꿈을 꿔. You got me. 난 너를 보며 꿈을 꿔. I got you. 칠흑 같던 밤들 속. 서로가 본 서로의 빛. I saw your light. You saw my light. We are talking same words. 같은 말을 하고 있었던 거야, 우린. 가장 깊은 밤에 더 빛나는 별빛. In the deep dark, in the deep dark, the star brights more, shine more. 한 사람의 하나의 역사, we all have our own history in Earth, in our life. 한 사람의 하나의 별. We are all a star. Let us shine. 각자만의 꿈. Let us shine. 넌 누구보다 밝게 빛나. You shine brighter than anyone else. You got me. 난 너를 보며 꿈을 꿔. I got you. 칠흑 같던 밤들 속. 서로가 본 서로의 빛. 같은 말을 하고 있었던 거야. 우린 가장 깊은 밤에 더 빛나는 별빛. 가장 깊은 밤에 더 빛나는 별빛. More starry light in the deep dark night. In the outro part by Jin and Jungkook and all, shine, dream, smile. Oh, let us light up the night. Let us light up the night. 우린 우리대로 빛나. Shine, dream, smile. Oh, let us light up the night. 우린 그 자체로 빛나. Yes, 우린 그 자체로 빛나. 우린 우리대로 빛나. We shine as we are. In a shape as we are, 우린 그 자체로 빛나. So because of something be added, but because of just as we are, you and I. So beautiful song. And so this is the best song, I think, among the songs they released before their military service. So then, after their military service, in their new album, in their version 2, Life, I think Into the Sun is the best. Into the Sun. We talk at the workshop a lot about the meaning of, symbolic meaning of sun. Yeah, what is the sun? Sun. 태양. I think it's the lyrics. Hair goes like this. 해질 때의 바람, 해 뜰 때의 온도, 내가 느껴야 할 저녁부터 아침의 별. 이른 너의 것, 좀 이른 어둠의 문턱. 동이 틀 때까지 난 널 지키며 into the sun. 태양을 향해 뛰어도 가까워지지 않아도. 태양을 향해 뛰어도 가까워지지 않아도. Yeah. So when we run into the sun, two people, you and I, run into the sun, because the distance between Earth and the sun is so far, the distance is very small. 기억해, don't be afraid. 기억해, 그저 잠시뿐인 걸. 어두운 밤을 지나 아침이 오는 걸 맞으며 눈을 떠. Into the sun. 잠시. 이 어두움은 this dark. Darkness. Night is only temporary. Short time. 어두운 밤을 지나 아침이 오는 걸. In the passing the dawn and we open eyes while we are greeting the coming morning. We open eyes into the sun and then see the sun. And it goes, the light and day and hope. You call, I run, dark days and find the sun. I don't care how far, just wait, dawn. And then RM and Jin do their rap. And then Jin comes. Yes, Jin is my bias. He is so good. Yeah, his voice and sentiment. He conveys in his voice and singing is so deeply touching my heart. I like Jin. Yeah, he is my favorite. Jin is my hero. Yes. And if we run out of time, I will chase the feeling. Never too far behind. I will chase the feeling. I will chase the feeling. Yes. This is really important. Chase the feeling. The feeling from deep heart. My heart. You call I run that days and we engine and continues. You call I run that days and find the sun. I don't care how far, just wait. Don. Yeah, just wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don. I will follow you into the sun. I will follow you into the sun. Into the sun, into the sun. So Jimin, Jin, V, and Jungkook are finishing up the song with repeating. I will follow you into the sun. So, the well-balanced. This song, Michael Cosmos is mostly Korean, and this Into the Sun is half English and half Korean. I like it. Half Korean and half English style of song. I like it. The reason why I like this halfway and half song and half English and half Korean, even though I Korean only song I like most, but still I can enjoy this half English and half Korean song, two ways. In terms of, the lyrics, I can enjoy the both ways of expressing the meaning. So English style and Korean style, English style and Korean style. And I think both are good, so it's fine. But I don't like English only song, especially by BTS. If it is English only song, then I would prefer listening to Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran than BTS songs. Really, yeah, honestly, I think English-only songs are not for BTS. And BTS should realize about this point. If they becomes more and more becoming English-only songs, they will end up with, in my person, very short life songs. But if they focus on half English, half Korean, I think will be really great, really great. I think will be better than BTS if they focus on. So Korean language for BTS, from my perspective, not only the lyrics, but also the harmony of the sound, English and Korean sound, is really beautiful. They should understand this point, the harmony between Korean and English in sound, not only the lyrics and the meaning. This is great. No Taylor Swift or no Ed Sheeran can do it. K-pop bands can do it. Yes. I think that's the point. BTS can make their music life unique. Okay, I would like to wrap up. This is all of the messages. I hope all the best for BTS. And then I will come back in a couple of weeks with another message and then another song. Bye-bye. 감사합니다. 안녕.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.